Hi everyone, Dr. Kerry Yerke here. I started True North Practice Management in 2019 to help health professionals with their careers and practice. And you know, as health professionals, we're well trained on what we do. We're experts at the type of practice that we have, but we don't have a lot of training on the other aspects of practice, including the business side of things, how to keep a good work-life balance, time management. All of these aspects of practice are very important for a health professional. And today we're talking about a very important topic, which is burnout. And a lot of health professionals do come under quite a bit of stress in their practice. And maybe that wasn't something that you signed up for. You know, had certain vision for your practice. Maybe you thought, you know, you just want to help people. You had a personal experience early on in your life that could have led to you deciding to become a doctor or therapist. So it's very important that we talk about this topic, because a lot of health professionals do struggle with stress, and it can lead to some bad habits as well as eventually, you know, burning out for some people. I personally haven't experienced burnout, but definitely have had times in my a 27-year career where it has been stressful, or maybe the practice got really busy and it was a very kind of mechanical process where, you know, the reason why I became a doctor, chiropractor was being lost. So I think it's very important that we do focus on this topic today. What leads to burnout? What are the signs? So that you can catch yourself if you are feeling stressed or burned out, and what you can do about it. So thanks for joining us today on Facebook Live, as well as here on Instagram. On Instagram, you won't see the slides, and on Facebook Live, you'll see the slides, but you won't see me. So we are working on trying to combine both for both feeds. So what is burnout? Well, in 1974, Herbert Freudenberger, burnout. So he's the first one to talk about it. And burnout was the high cost of high achievement. And most health professionals are high achievers. We have to be competitive in order to get into healthcare schools. Once we go through the program, it's a difficult, challenging process. And then when we graduate, that's a huge accomplishment. And we carry those skills through to practice. He said the burnout is the extinction of motivation or incentive, especially where one's devotion to a cause or relationship fails to produce the desired result. So here's where sometimes, you know, health professionals have certain expectations of practice, and maybe it's not turning out the way you thought, or it's not what you thought it would be. And that can cause stress or disappointment, and sometimes lead to burnout. So again, as health professionals, we're usually people that are type A type of personalities. We've had to work really hard to become a professional, and now we're in practice, and maybe it's not what we thought it was going to be. It's challenging in ways that we're not prepared for. And maybe the patients aren't responding to care the way we thought they would. Or there's politics or bureaucracy or even personal conflicts in the workplace. So there's a number of different aspects to burnout, not just one area. Sometimes there's unreasonable time pressures, a lack of communication and support from superiors, a lack of role clarity, workload is really heavy and hard to manage, or unfair treatment in the workplace. So these are common reasons why health professionals do feel or suffer signs or do burnout. Symptoms of burnout are alienation from work-related activities. So you can get some physical symptoms, headaches, tension, trouble sleeping, emotional exhaustion, and reduced performance. So that drive or motivation to achieve certain goals and milestones in your career can be affected by some of the stresses and burnout. So why doctors and therapists? Well, a lot of us are driven and have type A personalities. We are competitive, especially to get into colleges and become a professional. And the same traits as we carry these same traits into practice. Some of the major reasons why doctors and therapists complain of burnout are short visits, complicated patients, a lack of control of some of the procedures, health records and charting, and just keeping a work-life balance, especially as time goes on and you maybe you're in a relationship or have a family or other commitments outside of work. It can really start to change the landscape as you're focused on your practice, but you have a number of different things personally that you need to focus on as well, taking care of aging parents, these types of things. Some of the symptoms of stress or burning out is forgetfulness and difficulty concentrating, a diminished pride in your work, losing sight of your goals, difficulty in maintaining relationships. So that could be another one. Frustration and irritability with coworkers, unexplained muscle tension, pain and fatigue. Sorry for the spelling error there. And sleeplessness. So these are reasons why, as health professionals, we can get symptoms of the symptoms of burnout. And these are warning signs to us that maybe we should get reevaluate and get some help. So why did you become a professional? Well, most health professionals, it's because of personal experience, a motivation to help other people. And there's a lot of people to help. So that's challenging too. When we get out into practice, there's just so many people that need our help that it's hard to help everybody. And the expectations we have on ourselves of being a health professional are good outcomes with people and helping a lot of people and being of assistance to people around us. So many health professionals are empaths and really it can feed off of your coworkers and your coworkers' emotions. So what can you do? I talked to Dr. Irene Kopp this week. She's the founder of the Flame Out Project, and you can find her on LinkedIn and Instagram and Facebook. And she shared her personal experience and what she's doing now with her career to help help people with some of the signs and some of the symptoms of burnout. So it was interesting talking to her and then seeing what advice she had for health professionals. So what can you do? You can talk to people you trust. So sometimes when you're feeling stressed or burned out, it's difficult because you don't really want to share that with other people. You don't want to burden them with that. And sometimes you start to disassociate or step away from the people around you. It's kind of counterintuitive, but you want to do the opposite. You want to start to share more with people around you to get the help you need. Sometimes you need professional help. So that could be a counselor, maybe a doctor or therapist that can really help you with some of the issues you're struggling with. And then to refocus. So a refocus on why you became a healthcare professional, your mission and your vision, your faith in why you're doing what you do, make a plan, and then schedule time to work on some of the things that will help you combat the stress. Some tips that I give my clients are things like meditation or prayer, exercise, more meaningful personal relationships, and then reframing some of the events that happen. They're all very good ways of dealing with or coping with the stresses that health professionals are under. And it can really help to turn around some of the stresses that can lead to burnout. If you're interested in a consultation with us about putting together a better plan for you and your career and your practice, please feel free to click on the link in our post. We're currently offering health professionals 50% off the initial consultation. It's 45 minutes in length, and the cost for that session is $267 US, but right now we're offering 50% off. We usually follow up with our clients on a weekly or every 2 week basis, a bi-weekly basis. And we usually do a 13 week period, and then we reassess and see how we've done and then what the goals are going forward. So we will talk to you about your vision and mission. We do have some surveys that can help us and some tools along the way. And then we want to put together some action steps to following the path that you have set for yourself. When you do click on the link, you're going to see a scheduling screen that looks like this: initial consultation, 50% off. You can choose a day and a time. And then when you do, you'll see a screen right here where you can enter your details. We do use the phone, so if you're in Canada, we can do that. If you're international, we use Google Meet. So we just meet online and we do that session that way. And then there's a few questions for you. What's your biggest goal in the next 12 months? What's your biggest obstacle to achieving that goal? And that could be stress or feeling burned out. And please share anything else that will help us to prepare for our meeting. So that's very valuable information. And then you can pay using PayPal right there for the session. We'll get a notification, and then we can confirm that and send the survey to you to fill out before your first session. If you're interested in our advanced workshop on burnout, it's coming up this Wednesday. So please click on the link to go to our Eventbrite page, and that'll be on Wednesday evening. At that workshop, we're going to talk about what you can do to prevent against burnout, and you'll learn to refocus on your vision and mission, take action on the vision and mission, so make a plan, define clear boundaries for yourself, rebalance your time, and find more fulfillment and happiness in what you do. So join us for this webinar so we can make 2021 the best year you've had yet. Just go to burnout, take action at eventbrite.ca. That's our link right there. And when you go to that link, you're going to see this page right here with the information I just went over with you. And there is early bird tickets on sale right now until tomorrow. And it's a reduced cost of $79 for that. After that, it goes up to $91 for that workshop. It'll be approximately 1 hour in length. And we're going to give you 5 steps that you can take to combat burnout and find your mission and vision. Follow us at True North. Our website is truenorthpracticemanagement.com. On Instagram and Twitter, at True North PM. On Facebook, at True North Practice Management. And on LinkedIn, True North Practice Management, Inc. So pretty straightforward. On YouTube, we have a YouTube channel, so subscribe to that. We'll upload a lot of these webinars after we're done on YouTube. And it's True North Practice Management. And our podcast is Health Professional Success, and that can be found on Apple, Spotify, and on Google. So I want to thank you for joining us today. Please join us for upcoming webinars at True North Practice Management at our on our Facebook page. Follow our page and then you'll see the events. And then for more in-depth workshops and webinars, you can go to our Eventbrite page and you'll see a listing of the upcoming events there. If you want to become a client of ours, click on the link in the post and we'd be happy to talk to you. Right now we're giving 50% off for that initial session. And I want to thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to seeing you at another webinar, at the workshop, or one-on-one.